It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Promises of God, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
It's another beautiful morning, and today is the 16th day in the month of September 2024. It's a beautiful Monday, and we have come with our hearts of gratitude, and we have come to say, Father, thank you. You alone made it possible for us to be gathered this morning, and we want to say thank you. We join our hearts and gratitude. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us and you are wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to gather for our devotion for today, for the day. So if you miss your devotion frequently, I want to welcome you, because here is another opportunity for you to take your devotion seriously, because here on the show, we gather to take our devotions together. So if you have been missing your devotion, I want this to be another opportunity for you to hear the Word of God. You can be a hearer and a doer as well, because here we try to practicalize what we listen to. So I'd like to welcome you. And most importantly, if you are here and you have lots of questions weighing on your mind, you have burdens that you are carrying, you feel lost, you are depressed, and you have a lot that you have to deal with, I want to tell you that here on this show, God has something to tell you. He has a word for you this morning. That is why I want to specially welcome you. And I want to tell you that you're not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration, because God has been waiting to tell you what He's about to tell you this morning. So you're very, very welcome. If you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person. It is time for our devotion. So I want you to ring the bell, sound the alarm, let everybody know it is time for our devotion. I don't want anybody to miss this moment. This is a curious moment, and I want you to be a channel of blessing this morning. Now grab your Bibles, grab your notepad and your pen. Let us take down what the Lord has to tell us this morning. Before we go into the Word, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show, it's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, I'll be looking at a topic that says, don't try to outrun God. Don't try to outrun God. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 21, Standing on the Promises of Christ My King. Standing on the Promises of Christ My King. Our memory verse for today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 11. But before we go to our Bible reading for today, our Bible in 1 year is taken from Joel chapter 1 to chapter 3. I want you to take that down. Joel chapter 1 to chapter 3. Now Now let's go to our Bible reading for the day. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1 it says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God giving tax with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the works that God does from beginning to the end." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, God makes everything beautiful in his time. We can see that in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. "The pursuit of the vanities of this world has robbed many people of far greater and better blessings from God. It is not bad to want to achieve something great or pursue a good cause. But if you try to outrun God, you may never achieve that goal. And worse still, you may pay for it with something very precious to you. God knows your desires. In fact, it is likely that he is the one who put them there. He knows the best times and the best ways for those desires to be accomplished. So, don't try to act smarter than the one who made your brain. Years ago, I was duped by a man who promised to make me a commandant of a paramilitary group. This man had been sending messages to me through my secretary for a while. And so, one day, I gave him audience. He explained to me how a Boy Scouts-like group had evolved into this new agency and that he was sourcing for who would lead the group spiritually. Normally, I ask God before getting involved in anything at all. But this time, my love for the military in my younger days beclouded my best instincts, and I agreed to be their head. He told me that they needed some funding, which I gave as the prospective head. However, I later found out that the man was fake. My desire to be part of a paramilitary group made me run ahead of God. But God had already proposed for Redemption City to have its own corps of chaplains as well as a local police post. He knew the desire of my heart and he had planned for it to be fulfilled in his own time. I thought that I could bring my desires to fulfillment at my own time, but I was wrong. What I lost in that experience was money. But for someone else, it might have been their life or a loved one. The Bible makes it clear that God delights in our well-being and prosperity, like we can see in Psalm 35, verse 27. And 3 John 1 verse 2. Therefore, it is not wrong to desire wealth. It will definitely make you prosper, but in his own time. Beloved, follow God's timing. Don't try to outrun him. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, don't try to outrun God so that you will not lose far more than what you set out to gain. Don't try to outrun God, so that you will not lose far more than what you set out to gain. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, remember that you might just be saving a soul. How can you share this message? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. You can download and share. Click on any of the messages you'd like to download or share. You'll see the link pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning on our radio station, www.praisepalaceradio.com. 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT. Our mobile apps are also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. You'll be able to listen to the Open Heaven Hour as well as other amazing and exciting shows for the day. It promises to be spirit-filled, entertaining, and inspiring. We hope to see you, or we hope you join us soon. Thank you for staying tuned, but do not turn off that dial yet, because we have a very important announcement immediately after the show. God bless you. Have a beautiful day.
This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You, because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.